Okay, so take a breath and let yourself come back fully into your body, into the center. Take a nice full breath in through your nose, let it out through your mouth. And again. And let your feet just rest softly and firmly on the floor. Feel the top of your head float up as your spine lengthens, softens, and your body relaxes. And feel that part inside of you that is ready, is receiving information, and now is ready to hear guidance and feel the love in the room with your family and coming from the guidance, the love, and the honor that is Kryon.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. If this is the first time you've seen this in this room, the human brain will always question in these first moments, question wisely, if it is really happening the way my partner says it is. You are built to question illogical things that are based upon what you expect or what you have told is a certain way. And this is not what you were told. And it's not a certain way. Therefore, in these moments, there has to be a discernment engine that breaks through the wall of disbelief. And there would be those who do it and those who don't. And there is no judgment, never, for what you decide. I don't want you to weigh what you were told. I want you to weigh what you're feeling now. Is it possible? There is a benevolent God. And there's a system that would allow you to be here, dear ones, as a piece of the Creator inside you. We have said so many times before, if you look at history, humans realize at some level there's more when they die. They know there's a spirit. There's so much controversy on what happens before you get here and after you leave, but you know, intuitively, you're not done. Therefore, the question is, who are you? Where did you come from? Where do you go? And what is it inside you that goes beyond the flesh and blood? And I'll tell you what it is. It's love. It is the love of God. It is the soul which we have described before. It is you as piece of the Creator. You don't go to one place that punishes you and one place that adores you. You just go home. You join us when you leave, and we have that beautiful stellar party we have talked about, which is a metaphor for welcome home. You have to feel it at some level inside you, that you're only here for a little while and you're working while you're here. And that's the work we want to talk about. And we're going to talk about it tonight. The energy of this planet is starting to cooperate with you like it never has before. We'll give you an update of what that means, even an update from several months ago. Who are you? And what are you doing here? Is this real? Oh, yes. These are the questions of the day, are they not? What does it mean to you to listen to a voice that may actually be coming and translate it from the other side of the veil? It's a peek into benevolence and love. that maybe you weren't told about on this planet. Not really. There are so many Earth systems developed from parenting that get in the way of a benevolent God in you. Not a father, not a mother, but the creative source. Not one gender or another, but through the language of light itself. Channeling is this way. It visits the musician, the photographer, the artist, the composer, the singer, the writer. That's channeling. Inside you, through intuition, all of this is possible. Some of you know what I speak, for I know who's here. There are those of you who have experienced this very thing, not sitting in a chair before others, but being visited in such a way you cannot deny the energy that came to you. What is your intellect doing now, dear human? Can I hear the computer clicking and clacking? You decide whether this is real or fake, a show, or maybe, just maybe, it's your family trying to get through to you. You know who you are? You're eternal. I look at you and I see you. I don't see your name. I see the soul that has been on this planet for thousands of years. I see everything you've been through. I know who you are. I see that, which is the quality of an old soul. That's who I see. I am in love with humanity. I'm in love with you. I can hardly wait to convince you that there is more within you than you know, including the solutions to life, the healing, longevity. There is reason and purpose for your being here. We want you to find it. We want you to understand it. We want you to know absolutely that this is truth. Let the day begin. And so it is.